Stay in touch with us on Facebook and Instagram at Unique Yet Connected.
You are now listening to the 43rd episode of Unique Yet Connected podcast. The theme for this episode is the uncomfortable happiness. Hello, brilliant souls in and around the world. Nolita Xhosa Fenton is my name, and Dolokas is my clan name. And this is episode 43. A warm welcome to Unique Yet Connected podcast, where we treat our episodes as mini workshop so we can best share the wisdom of systemic family constellations. Thank you for joining our movement of translating this wisdom into a practical language that all of us can easily understand and, most importantly, implement in our daily lives. The theme for this episode is the uncomfortable happiness. Remember, when you comment, ask questions, like, share our content and links, you help us grow together. And there wouldn't be a podcast without you, Kinga, Nick, myself, the ones who came before us, and Bert Hellinger, the founder of the work that is most fulfilling for Kinga and I. And as always, Kinga is on the other side of the virtual. Hi, King.
Thank you, Nolly. Hello, dear listeners and co-editors. Yes, dear listeners, keep sharing this knowledge because it can change lives for the better. Thank you for your contribution in helping us to be chosen into the top 10 South Africa Family Podcasts by FeedSpot. You are our inspiration in building and opening up the theme about the laws of love and romantic relationship. Please continue to share your questions, comments, and insights on uniqueyetconnected@gmail.com and on WhatsApp 0762896670. You can also join our monthly virtual connection circle every last Tuesday evening of the month. To receive your link, subscribe on our website www.uniqueyetconnected.com or check for updates on our socials at uniqueyetconnected.
Or you can simply drop us a WhatsApp message so we can share the link with you. Again, our WhatsApp number is 076-289-6670. We are still opening up the signs of codependent behavior. A lot has come up. I've been unraveling for the past few episodes. It's another year and I'm still processing, and I think I'll continue to process even after we finish the codependent phase. Dear listener, if you need support in any way during your processing time, remember we are right here for you, and you can also book a constellation session if you need to get to the root cause of what's bothering you. Isn't that right, Kings?
Yes, no, you're 100% right. We are definitely here for you, dear listener. And you can contact us on whichever channel that suits you best, via our website, email, WhatsApp, or drop us a message on our socials, and we will respond to you. We are here to answer your question, to support you in the best way we can. Now back to the episode. And if you have been listening to us, you already know this, but let me repeat it for the sake of our newcomers, that we have established in the previous episode that people can exhibit codependency in different ways and in varying levels. In this episode, we carry on reading through and discussing the list of the signs of codependent behavior by Erica Sweeney. In the past episodes, we have started to assess our level of codependency by the criteria of whether this feels very much like me or a little bit like me or not at all like me. You can scale them between 1 and 10, 1 being not at all like me, and 10 exactly like me. Pause the podcast and bring your notebook if you haven't already done so, and let's start the work. But first, let's read through again the list and some signs of codependent behavior.
And yes, here comes the list. Lacking boundaries between yourself and others, blurring lines in relationships, you struggle to see where you end and the other person begins. Feeling low self-esteem, fearing rejection and abandonment. We have worked through these points in episode 35. and you are welcome to go back to the episode and listen to them. Then in episode 36, we looked at apologizing or accepting blame to avoid conflict, being who someone else wants you to be, ignoring your own needs, putting other people's needs before your own, anticipating and reacting to someone else's needs, which may be perceived accurately or not. It took us two episodes to crack this one, episode 37 and 38. In episode 39, we looked at feeling like you've lost your sense of self. And in episode 40, we still explored this point. In episode 41, we started to discuss needing to control, including making decisions for others or managing them. And this theme carried on to episode 42. In this episode, we look at doing things for people that make you feel uncomfortable just to make them happy. For the upcoming episodes, we still have Taking On Too Much, basing your mood on how someone else feels, not on your own emotions, resenting not receiving appreciation for your actions. And yes, welcome to episode 43, still on the codependent behaviors. And the codependent behavior we're looking at in this episode is doing things for people that make you feel uncomfortable just to make them happy. And Kings, what is this all about?
I would like to take us back to the previous episode because you mentioned something which was really a gem and definitely linked to this point in the previous episode. And I have promised that we're going to look into it in this one.
Yes. It was when someone asked you, please do me a favor. And just before you take time to think about your response, you immediately say, yes, 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 I'm available. Or yes, I'll do it. And then after you sit with yourself, you're like, oh my goodness, I really can't do that. Why did I say yes? This has been my experience. I would usually agree with an immediate response. And then later, after I've thought things through, I'd realize that I don't have the capacity. So lately, I've been careful and trying to avoid responding without giving myself some time to think something through, or, you know, to think what it means for me and what is it really that I need to do for this person. And when I fall back into that habit, because, you know, old habits die hard, I judge myself and get disappointed with myself because I know better than just to say yes, yes at the top of the head.
Where do you think it is coming from? Why would you choose this action? I'm just dropping in some questions. Are you trying to avoid confrontations? Because with this question, we asking and probing into, why don't you want to say no? Are you afraid of the mood of the other person? Is it more the possible retaliation that you are afraid of? And I would like to grab this opportunity to tell you about awareness. Gaining awareness normally doesn't happen in a way that you sit somewhere and suddenly this wonderful insight pops into your mind, even though we often think that this is what should happen. And sometimes this does happen, but most of the time, the awareness we achieve is not a result of a sort of miracle. For awareness, you have to look at yourself the same way as you would pick up and look at a beautiful object in the museum. Okay, if they would let you. So let's just say that you are in a shop and they allow you to pick up this art piece. You are not just going to look at it from one side, but you're going to look at it from every side you possibly can. You hold it in your hand. You feel the weight. What is its color? Gaining awareness is a very similar thing to the way we would examine an art piece. When we see that we keep on repeating a not so good habit of ours, then we take that habit of ours lovingly, we hold it in our hand, and in our mind's eye, in our imagination, we start to have a look at it from different sides by asking relevant questions about it. And that is why I've asked you all these questions.
I think, yeah, I hear you. It makes so much sense. And I think it's coming from people pleasing and not wanting to disappoint people. I'm not sure how much those two relate to each other. And it could be the need to be accepted or seen. I don't know.
If I may drop in here a little bit before we go too far from the example I used, I deliberately used an art piece as an example because you are not rushing when you look at an art piece. You will look at it carefully and every little detail of it. When you say that maybe it is because of not wanting to disappoint people, is it really true? When you originally say yes and then later you back out of your promise, I think that can cause an even bigger disappointment.
Yes, that is a bigger disappointment. I like your art piece illustration. It makes me want to take time with myself and be a little gentle so that I can be gentle with people around me.
Yeah, because up to this point, we were more talking about tasks that we do for people, like helping a friend or a family member. But this statement is a bias that is different from a task. This one says, doing things for people that make you feel uncomfortable, not inconvenient, but uncomfortable, just to make them happy. Here we are more working with feelings.
Oh, I see. So it's like saying yes to going out to places you are not comfortable going to, or hanging out around people who make you feel uncomfortable just to please whoever, you know, the person is. This one reminds me of being a teenager and going out with friends to places I wasn't comfortable with just to fit in or not disappoint. A person who's in a relationship and you're not comfortable going out into, for example, to a township pub. It's also called a tavern. So personally, I'm not comfortable going into a tavern. And I have been in one situation where I was with people and went in just to not be the one who kills the vibe. So they didn't even allow me to stay in the car. So just to make everyone happy and comfortable, I went in.
Yeah, it sounds like that this had been a situation where you didn't want to look the outsider or not fun and ended up doing an act that really made you uncomfortable. I even know people who got a tattoo because their friend wanted to have matching tattoos and they didn't know how to say no to it.
It's interesting what you are saying. I was uncomfortable going out with certain people, but they were just nagging me, you know, when people are like, come on, come, you're always working, it's time to let your hair down. And so there I went, even though I was already uncomfortable going out with them. And while we were out somewhere, you know, something else happened that made it even more uncomfortable. So I realized that I didn't know these people as well as I thought I did. They were doing something that I was really not comfortable with and I was scared. I should have just listened to my gut feeling of being uncomfortable from the beginning because I knew that I was uncomfortable just being around them, but I just went along for, you know, the sake of.
Are you still in contact?
No. After that night, no. I decided no.
So I wouldn't be so harsh on yourself because I believe that you just ended up in a situation in which you didn't have a way out and you made the best of a bad situation. What we are talking about here is more about doing something just to try to avoid the other person's anger or maybe for them to feel disappointment or other uncomfortable feeling coming towards us from the other person. I didn't want to make them unhappy about something, so I rather said yes. A good example could be when someone asks us for money, asks us to lend them money.
So I was just about to bring this one in. However, I also liked the fact that this also explored that experience I had with those people, because now I have an insight that if I'm uncomfortable in any situation about people, it's okay. So what I did then was not such a bad thing. Even cutting them out of my life was not such a bad thing. So thank you for that. At least now I've got an insight to note for the future.
Thank you. Yes, boundary is very important. And back to the money thing, you know, money is such an interesting thing because even with vagrants, some of us feel embarrassed to say no to them when they're begging on the side of the road. And this situation is more about how to say no when we know that it will upset the other. But if we say yes, it will upset us.
Yeah, that one hit me. How to say no when you know that it will upset the other. But if we say yes, it will upset us. This reminds me of family situations. Money is an uncomfortable topic when it comes to family. The in-laws really seem to be a difficult balancing act with our birth family. In most cases, with our birth family, we can say no, and they will still love us. But we dare say no to the in-laws. They will call us names or even hate us. Most of the time, to have peace, we end up saying yes, even when we are uncomfortable, and ultimately end up not having the peace, you know, with ourselves, because maybe we might have sacrificed something that we did not even have in the first place. So we trade our own peace for the peace with others, and that can be dangerous to ourselves and marriages.
Yeah, this topic is interesting. I thought that I am not doing this, or at least not any longer, but here I sit with this uncomfortable, tight feeling in my gut, and it must still stir up a lot of emotions deep down inside me. This feeling in our stomach seems to be the price we pay when we feel responsible for other people's feelings and end up doing things that we are uncomfortable with. If our mood depends on other people's moods, then the price we normally pay is to do things that we are uncomfortable with, just to make them be in a good mood, and then I can also be in a good mood. And this gut feeling, you also mentioned it, that you had this gut feeling about these people. So it's very important.
Making them happy so that you can be at peace. What peace, you know? So we once had a conversation about how, with all the traditions that wives have to uphold, based on my general observations, I find that with all those traditions and cultural protocols observed, the wife is still an outsider. Just because there are families who are exceptions, it doesn't change the fact and experiences of others. In order to survive and for the sake of the kids, you start doing certain things that will get you a certain favor. It's some trade-off that is still making you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, you made me think now. Our work, the systemic work, is about belonging. And now looking at it deeply, this might be it. The price we have to pay but don't want to pay for gaining a place of belonging in our partners' families. Because systematically, we do not belong in our partner's family as such, but to him or her. And this sounds unfair, but systematically, when we marry into a family, we do not belong there as a right, but as a gain. We earn our place. When we have a child together with our partner, our position gets more secure because we have given a lot to our partner's system. We gave them a future, the next generation. And if we look at it, in society, we do the same. We exchange favors to gain connection. Doing favors means that this is not what I would have necessarily offered, but I am giving it because I'm expecting back a favor from the person I have given it to. In this case, the favor is that I want to belong in my spouse's family. Actually, easily be an equal give and take when we consider the whole of it, the whole system, a fair exchange. I want to belong to your family and I'm giving this in return. But of course, this is a delicate balance because who determines what is equal and what is enough to balance the scale?
Oh my, you just brought up something when you spoke about having a child, you know, it gives can secure your place because you're giving them a future. So I'm still not a bit secure. I'm still not secure at the moment. Yeah, but interesting. That could be a podcast for another day. So going back to this one, in the Xhosa culture, it's tradition for a husband's family to give a new name to the bride after the marriage. So for some reason, this tradition makes me feel uncomfortable, but I'll have to subject myself to it for some kind of belonging in the family. I'm making them happy. By choice, I would skip this part or I would remix it. I had a problem with being a makoti my whole life. I will need all my friends and family support to go through the ceremony. I don't know why I have such resistance towards it.
A few things came up in me. It would be worthwhile to have a look at the next inflow workshop. Why does it make you feel so uncomfortable? On a bit lighter note, when you marry into the British royal family, you straight away get a new name, but it is not your Christian name that changes. So I would like to a little bit turn this picture of a daughter-in-law pictured Makoti. I would like to a little bit turn it around the other way and look at the husband. If your husband loves you and wants you to be happy, he doesn't want you to be uncomfortable. But if he is a traditional man, and when you don't take the name, it would make him extremely uncomfortable because this tradition says that I have taken my wife fully and completely. So we should definitely have to look at what is the best solution in this case for the system and for you in the system. And of course, the big question is, if you are ready to accept whatever your system is advising you to do, the thing that makes it balanced.
Yeah, if you are ready to accept that, yeah, that's a big question or a big thing to ponder. So the weird dynamic between Sisa and I is that I'm more traditional. So I think if it was up to us, he would say, let's do whatever makes you feel comfortable, but he wants to do things right for both families because he also knows that it's not just about us. There are elders in my family who might feel offended if this part is not done. Talking about the royal family giving new wives a new name, I wonder if this tradition wasn't an influence from the British since South Africa was once a British colony. And we are opening up a codependent behavior that is doing things for people that make you feel uncomfortable just to make them happy. You just spoke about the system and looking into the system. Could you clarify this further?
Sure. So we are a system on our own. We have a functioning body with many organs in it. And that is a system which works together. But we are also part of many bigger systems. And we are also not God. We are not responsible for other people's feelings. We can't, you know, like change it. That these feelings are their feelings. And I don't mean that we should deliberately attack people and make them upset and be ugly to them or say no to them all the time just to say no. One day we will get on the podcast to the counter-dependency, and there we will be talking about when we keep on saying no to others, not because it made us uncomfortable, but just because we don't want to say yes. Because it is difficult to commit to a certain pause, because commitment means responsibility, and maybe we already have too many. So in the system, back to the system, in the system, what is the most important when we look at ourselves? It is, what am I responsible for? What belongs to me and what doesn't? We see in the system that often we want to carry another person's sadness or burden. We do this because we believe that with this act, we can ease the burden that they're experiencing, but this is not the truth. Something what I see very often in the field, for example, when a child dies in a family, that the sibling tries to carry it, but he shouldn't carry mom's and dad's pain. It's too much for him. He should only carry the pain of a sibling losing his brother or sister. Doing things for people that make you feel uncomfortable just to make them happy normally comes from our childhood, when we had an adult in our life who we try to keep emotionally balanced.
Yes, thank you so much, Kings, for that insight. In our recent workshop, the field revealed that I was carrying sadness for my mother and parents' relationship breakdown. We keep peeling one layer at a time, dear listener. We hope our episodes help you to engage and connect with yourself. Please do share the episode so it can help the next person. And yeah, this is it for this episode. Kings, what can we expect in episode 44?
We'll be further exploring doing things that makes us uncomfortable to make other people happy. And as you know, if you feel like you are experiencing limiting patterns or relationship issues and would like to have an individual session, book a family constellation session with us on our website, www.unique@connected.com, or on socials, Facebook or Instagram. Our handle on both platforms is @UniqueYetConnected.
Thank you for listening to our 43rd episode, and another big thank you to Nick Mons from That Guy Productions for making us sound fabulous and on point. Our 44th episode is in 2 weeks' time from now. Tune in on the 14th of April 2024 from 10 a.m. South African Standard Time. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Like our pages, engage with us on Facebook or Instagram at Unique Yet Connected. Unique spelled YOUNIQUE. Remember, our podcast is evergreen. You can listen to it at any time. Go back, take notes, and you stay unique and stay connected. And remember, you are one of a kind, and we can only create a really meaningful podcast together. Siyabulela, khosonom.
Thank you. Siyabulela. Bye-bye.